This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jim McTague, Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State, and a bellwether county. We're going to explore the connection between Jim's observations these last years and what we're seeing now in the headlines. U.S. employment. This is London, Financial Times. U.S. adds just 22,000 jobs in August as labor market sputters. Jim, a very good day to you. We will illustrate the sputtering that you've been reporting on for some time. Your county is well-to-do. Your county is stable. Your county is growing. At the same time, your county reflects the national economy much better than the headline in the London paper. We go first, however, to shopping. You've been shopping this week and touring your county, and you've discovered the price of corn. What did you pay, Jim?
Hi, John. I went to the Charles family farm stand. The Charles family's farm has been in the county since 1900, and they harvest the corn and bring it to their stand and other vegetables. And it was crowded. People were not going to the supermarket for their produce. And the reason is I got 7 ears of corn. I asked for half a dozen. They said, well, our half a dozen is a seven. I got a green bell pepper as big as a softball and a matching red onion. And my total bill was $2.50, which was pretty amazing. But we're getting near the end of the harvest season. We have about 2 more weeks of corn harvest. So I think it's a fire sale.
Again, 7 ears of corn for what?
Well, 7 ears of corn, an onion and a pepper for $2.50. It sounds like you're watching a television show from the 50s, but that's what I paid.
I've heard reports here in Connecticut for paying a dollar an ear, which suggests that arbitrage is available if you drive steadily between Lancaster County and Fairfield County. Lancaster County is 949 square miles of land. Jim has driven all of them. Population in 2023, 2 years out of date, 555,000. What's important here is that it's growing, and it's growing in ways that are predictably stable. And Jim, you've seen all this. I just now have numbers to back it up. 20% of the population is 65 or older. That's us. A rough idea of the retired population. Very, very sturdy. You live among your gray hairs. The working age group, about 60% of the population, is aged 18 to 64, which means that there are 1.8 working people in the county for every one retired person. But retired people don't really retire anymore. They have a steady income, and they're curious and spend a lot of money. Jim, you've been touring the county this week, and you had dinner and you observed. Are people spending money?
The old people are spending money. So, for example, on my wife's birthday, September 3rd, I took her to the Greenfield Inn, which is one of the pricier food establishments in Lancaster County. For two of us, our bill came, and we don't drink, but our bill for a scallop dish came to $105, prepared by John Mueller, who trained in Paris and was the chef at the White House through Bush 1 all the way to the first term of Bush's son. And it was crowded with older people. In fact, there was a tour bus full of older people in the dining room. So the elderly population in Lancaster plus the elderly tourist population is pumping millions of dollars into our economy and keeping our restaurants afloat.
Was the room full or were just sparse dining?
No, it was full. And it was a Wednesday night, which was surprising. So outside the dining room with the bus group, I'd say the demographics, it was mixed. There were older couples like my wife and I, but there were people with children. The patio was filled. It was a robust crowd. It suggested to me that the economy is still pretty good.
Do you sense that people are still moving into the county? Are there new developments, new housing?
There are new housing online, but it's really hard for people to come in right now because prices are so elevated. they're pretty, are about $200,000 higher in my neighborhood than the prices were when I moved in 2021. Now, that was pre-COVID, so you had a lot of materials inflation from COVID, but it's a substantial problem for people moving in to look for work, because there isn't, although new apartments are going online, they won't be ready for occupancy until sometime next year. And the younger people who are making, maybe $15 an hour have a horrible time trying to find affordable housing.
The numbers suggest you're still growing, however, and you're growing in a way that brings more jobs, not fewer jobs, because of health care. That's what the numbers suggest. Growth is concentrated in suburban townships. I'll name them. Pequa, is that how you say it? P-E-Q-U-E-A. Penn and Mannheim are the townships growing. The city, Lancaster City, is not. That's showing a decline. You've reported on that. Is that correct?
All right. Lancaster City is the only Democratic precinct in the whole county. And they have a tax problem. They tax people heavily, and they're going to be raising taxes. In fact, many municipalities, Republican municipalities as well as Democrat, have to raise taxes next year, which will probably have a negative impact on the economy. As you point out, the health industry has attracted a lot of retirees because healthcare is superior here to a lot of the major cities. We have a University of Pennsylvania system. We have a Penn State system. We have the University of Pittsburgh system. They're all very good. And that brings in young professional doctors and nurses, because when I moved up here in 2021, only about 30% of the population had a college degree, which is really low. A lot of people work in factories and farms and in jobs that don't require a college education. But that's changing because we have the data centers coming in. The pharmaceutical industries here are expanding, so we're getting a lot of professionals moving in. And that's one reason housing prices are inflated. You know, you have big money from the outside coming into the county, and the prices here look inexpensive to them, and so they scoop it up.
Now for the big number coming into the county, Lancaster's tourism. The data I have here from 23 says 7 million. What have you done this year?
10 million, John. And it was slow in June and July because of the rain, but we recovered almost fully since the beginning of August. I was at Lancaster Central Market today. It's the oldest central market in the country. Lancaster City doesn't have a major supermarket, so this is where people go to get their produce. All the Amish farmers bring in their produce. And it was fairly busy today. People were filling up their baskets, and the parking lot was loaded with tourists. I met a family from the Bitterroot Valley in Montana visiting Lancaster County on a whim and enjoying themselves. I met a couple from Pittsburgh who were on a bus trip here to go to the Sight and Sound Theater. We've talked about that before. It's a biblically themed theater. They have Noah and the Ark now with live animals on stage. They have two showings a day, 3,000 seats, sold out constantly through the whole season. So tourism is booming right now.
And the income from tourism also goes to the Amish. I see Dutch Wonderland, Strasburg Railroad, and the Amish farms attracting a lot of attention. And you have these charming pictures of horse and buggies on the roads in the 1940s. Do you still see those, Jim, routinely?
I see them all, every day. And when you get into the tourist area, the Amish are very active in tourism. They have buggy rides. You can stay in an Amish farm, or if that's too rustic for you, you can stay in a Mennonite form. But the Amish and the Mennonite, the whole Anabaptist culture is essential to the financial health of Lancaster County. So we have to do a delicate balancing act. We have to preserve what agriculture we have, even though we're becoming more industrialized. farming and the Amish are really the backbone of the economy.
Now, the puzzle is connecting all this to the national headlines of a slowdown in jobs. Have you seen job losses in the county? I don't remember you reporting such a thing.
No. The BLS data shows that Lancaster's unemployment has gone from under 3% in the spring to about 3.4% now. But personally, I interview people all over the county. I haven't met anyone who's lost a job or who knows anyone who lost a job. When I went to Mr. Car Wash this week, Mr. Car Wash is a publicly traded car wash company. The young cashier was very enthusiastic. She had been on the job for 2 weeks and was making $17 an hour. She was thrilled because she said most entry-level jobs in the county are $11 and $12 an hour. We don't have a minimum wage law. And she invited me to apply for work. So she was enthusiastic about the company. But that tells me when a young person is ecstatic over $17 an hour, the pickings are pretty tight.
You have talked to store owners, storefront owners, and shops through the last months saying that they're thinking they're going to match last year's numbers, but not pre-pandemic. Is that generally the understanding in the county?
It continues that way because shoppers, and I've pointed this out, I see a lot of window shoppers, but I don't see heavy buying. And even, Costco, I was there Thursday night, it was packed. But again, the shoppers are being very frugal. They're only buying the essentials, and you see limited impulse buying. Back in the day when the economy was booming, impulse buying was just endemic. again, it's slow. And if it slows down anymore, that could have, then we might see some layoffs.
But not yet. You don't see it yet. You.
No, I know. And, I'm a perma bear. I'm always looking for signs of a recession and shoot me, but I don't see any.
All right. About the retired community, because that's a stable income. These are well-to-do retirees and they're living in co-ops or condos. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I live in an over 55 community. So most of the people here are from Lancaster County. There are outsiders like me from Washington, D.C., maybe four or five of us, some New Yorkers. I'd say 30 to 40% of us bought our houses cash. They sold their big, they wanted to downsize, although these houses are ridiculously large. And so there's a lot of retirement money from former entrepreneurs. This is a huge entrepreneurial county. And people coming in from the outside. So I would say senior citizens will probably prevent this county from going into a severe recession.
And the interest rates, do you expect that to influence decision-making about Lancaster County? You mentioned housing. Is that where to watch?
Yeah, maybe. I don't buy lower rates boosting housing as long as prices are high. And then the homeowners who are selling get greedy, if their house suddenly looks more, so they boost. It's a wash generally. Again, I think we're in a housing bubble, and the sooner it pops, the better off the whole country will be.
Jim McTague, former Barron's Washington editor, now retired in Lancaster County as a novelist. We're going to turn to Jim's newspaper days when we come back, because the news gives you excitement, often thrills, and sometimes fear. Why? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.